Brand New York at the Cupcake, and back home in Dallas at the Red Velvet Cake Studios is DJ Cassidy. He's in Dallas because the Usher Tour performs in Dallas tonight. DJ Cassidy, welcome back to the Cake.
Mr. Joyner, thank you for having me. Always an honor. You're one of my heroes, you know that.
It's cold in Dallas. Are you wearing those polyester shorts?
You know, I think it's much colder where you are right now. I got the suede pants on right now and the DJ C Letterman sweater and the white fedora. I'm weather appropriate, but we just got back from Canada where it was 25 below.
Did you dress appropriate for that?
Oh, that was fur, suede, and leather all day. Don't tell Peter.
All day.
Don't call Peter.
Don't call Peter. Fur. So Dallas tonight, Houston tomorrow, New Orleans on Saturday, and Memphis on Monday. You're out there plowing, man.
And then Atlanta, hometown show for Usher. So we're all looking forward to that one. It's been an incredible tour. You know, this is the 5th week out of 6 weeks. And I'm performing with my band, which is truly an experience between a DJ.
I've never heard of a DJ with a band.
And you're not the only one to say that.
And I've seen it. And it works, Sip.
You like it.
I liked it.
I saw it
here in New York at Madison
Garden.
Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw it. And at first my mouth was wide open. I said, wow, a DJ with a band. What a concept. You know, I love it.
You know, I wanted to bring the live musicianship from my record to the stage. And when I started working on my record, I knew I was going to have to figure out a way to translate that to a live show. So the musicians on stage with me are such an important part of my show that if they didn't make it to a show, I wouldn't be able to perform this show. This show is completely involved. He's playing the hits.
Right.
He's playing the hits. He's playing the old school hits.
Yeah.
And his band is playing on top of the hits that he's playing on the ones and twos.
And you have to see it.
You got to see it.
Yeah.
It's great. Now after the show, your DJ, are you doing after sets in each of these cities?
Because that's what DJs do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do a party after the show in the majority of cities. So I get
with the band or just you?
Just me. So I get to do the new experience with the band in front of about 25,000 people a night. And then I get to go rock a club after. And it's amazing because, you know, I get to do the new thing. And then I get to do the thing that I've been doing since I'm 10 years old. So it's a lot of fun.
Are you still working? Are you still working with albums?
Yeah, well, you know.
Are you still working with wax?
Vinyl.
Vinyl.
Yeah, you're doing vinyl.
Well, are you still working
with
vinyl?
Well, we still use the turntables that we've always used, except now the vinyl is a digitally encoded vinyl so that you can select the song that's on the vinyl through a computer.
And you don't have to have someone haul your crates around either.
I used to carry 9 crates around.
9 crates. But you didn't do it. You had somebody to do it.
Well, in the beginning, he did.
Now, did you ever really have to haul them, Cassidy?
Oh, you don't even understand. When you took 9 crates of records to Japan, the fees you paid in excess baggage were more than the fee you made to DJ. You never made money. And if you managed to keep a little money, you spent it on sneakers when you got to Tokyo.
Yeah. Well, look at you now. Look at you now.
Right? Yeah.
You got fur and leather and suede. Come on.
And Peter looking the other way.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You DJ Cassidy, my man.
Congratulations on all your success.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you, guys.